Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TAIEX opened up 103 points this morning from yesterday's close at 20,521 on turnover of 8.4 billion NT. The market staged a technical rebound on Monday following last Wednesday's slump prior to the four-day tomb-sweeping holiday. However, the gains were capped amid lingering investor concerns over when the U.S. Federal Reserve's rate cut cycle will kick in. The National Land Management Agency says 42 buildings suffered severe damage from last week's earthquake. They have been listed as code red. The agency's code red is the highest level of damage. Of the 42 buildings, 32 are in Hualien, 2 in Taipei, 4 in New Taipei, and 4 in Taoyuan. According to the Land Management Agency, 70 buildings have been listed as code yellow for secondary damage. That includes 35 in Hualien, 13 in Taipei, 7 in New Taipei, 14 in Taoyuan, and 1 in Keelung. 690 other buildings don't currently fall into the color-coded warning listing, but they are still being checked. A redesigned version of the locally developed Tenyun 2 UAVs have been undergoing combat readiness tests. The UAVs failed the test last year. Sources are being cited as saying the Cloud Rider 2 combat and reconnaissance drone entered the final testing stage for the second time in mid-March. However, the Defense Ministry has not released any information concerning when the testing will be completed. Reports have said results from the Tenyun 2's unsuccessful first attempt to pass the final testing in March of last year indicated there was still room for improvement in the drone's design. Iran's foreign minister has accused the United States of giving Israel the green light for a strike on its consulate building in Syria. The strike killed 7 Iranian military officials, including 2 generals. The minister reiterated Tehran's vows that it will respond to the attack widely blamed on Israel. The attack killed a senior military official in the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Quds Force. It appeared to signify an escalation of Israel's targeting of military officials from Iran. And the incident worsened fears of the war spiraling into the rest of the Middle East. The Biden administration has insisted that it had no advanced knowledge of the airstrike. The Vatican has doubled down on its opposition to gender theory and sex changes. Giles Gibson has more from Rome.
This new document sets out the Vatican's position on issues that are the subject of fierce debate between liberals and conservatives within the Catholic Church. In relation to sex changes, the declaration states that they risk, quotes, threatening the unique dignity the person has received from the moment of conception. The document also reiterates the Church's long-standing opposition to both abortion and surrogate pregnancy. At the end of last year, the Vatican sparked a furious reaction from conservatives when it announced that priests can give blessings to same-sex couples. Giles Gibson, Rome.
Haiti's National Police says it has recovered a hijacked cargo ship laden with rice following a gun battle with gangs that lasted more than 5 hours. Authorities said Sunday that the two policemen were injured and an undetermined number of gang members killed in the shootout off the coast of the Port-au-Prince capital. Local media reports that the gangs kidnapped everyone on board the ship and stole some 10,000 sacks of rice out of the 60,000 sacks it was carrying. Saturday's recovery was a rare victory for Haiti's underfunded police department. The department has struggled to stop gang violence following a spate of attacks that began on February 29th. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.